Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On this edition of Harmonia, we have the first part of a very special two-part interview with Jordi Savall, internationally acclaimed viola da gamba virtuoso and director of Hesperion 21, La Capella Reale de Catalunya, Les Concerts des Nations, and a number of other prominent early music groups. On part one this week, our main focus will be a stunning project that contains all the musical pieces referenced by Miguel de Cervantes' Don Quixote de la Mancha. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. a set of variations on a Breton tune, Au Sonial, created by Jordi Savall and played there by Jordi Savall, Ferran Savall, Arianna Savall, and Pedro Esteban. That's from a CD on the Alia Vox label called Du Temps et de l'Instant, Moments in Time. Coming up, part one of a two-part interview with Jordi Savall that took place in March of 2006. On Harmonia this week, I have the good fortune to be speaking with Jordi Savall, world-renowned player of the viola da gamba and director of Hesperion 21, La Capella Real de Catalunya, and Le Concert des Nations. He joins us from WDNA in Miami, where Hesperion has just performed at the Miami Bach Society's Tropical Baroque Music Festival. Thank you so much for being on Harmonia today, and welcome. Can you tell us about the concert that was performed at the festival Monday night?
We have a concert with music from the old Spain and the New World. The program, it's a mix of beautiful golden age Spanish music, exploring the different influence from other cultures in a specific way, from the African music, from the Morris music, and from the New World music.
Folias Criollas, improvisations on a setting of La Folia from colonial-era Peru, from a CD called Altre Folie by Hesperion 21. The director is Jordi Savall, who is also my guest on Harmonia this week. court music of Spain, traditional romances and ballads, dances from the New World, many different musical strands were woven together in a recent recording by Hesperion 21 and the Capella Real de Catalunya called Don Quixote de la Mancha, Romances y Músicas. It's a double CD, elegantly packaged with an accompanying book. The recording contains all the musical pieces that were referred to in Miguel Cervantes' famous story of Don Quixote, published in 1605, presented with passages from Cervantes' Castilian text, narrated beautifully by Jesús Fuente, Francisco Rojas, and Josep Piera.
We have celebrated last year the 400 years from the first edition from the Don Quixote de la Mancha, and Cervantes is one of the writers who explained so well this context with the New World. He talks about dances and music, and one of the very beautiful examples is the way he describes the chacona. He says, esta indiana amulatada que nos viene de las Indias. This indiana mulata mix of black and white, and a mix of Indian and coming from the New World.
Evening Chacona by Juan Aranez, performed there by Hesperion 21 in La Capella Real de Catalunya, from the CD Miguel de Cervantes, Don Quixote de la Mancha, Romances y Músicas. We'll have more in a moment. I'd love to talk more about the Cervantes project. It honors the first publication of Don Quixote de la Mancha, which appeared in 1605. I have a description of the CD here that says it contains, quote, all the airs, songs, and ballads written or quoted by Cervantes, as well as those to which the author alludes through the novel. This must have been a huge research project.
It's true. We have started already to work in Cervantes' music in 1976. We have to do the first album by EMI, Canciones y Danzas de España in the time of Cervantes, and we have not stopped work on this project through the different years. We have to remember most of the moments Quixote talks is making a reference from old romances, and these romances was very popular in the time of Cervantes, and everybody who reads Don Quixote in this time, when Quixote arrives to the first posada and asks the man there if it is some place to sleep and to stay, and Quixote says, mis arreos son las armas, mi descanso el pelear. This was a romance from Moriana. Every time there was a reference to old romances, we have to remember that this romance was singing for the everybody, and people who read Cervantes in this time, they have read the Cervantes with a soundtrack from the,
yes,
from the novel. But today we cannot hear this soundtrack because we don't know anymore how this music is. And the purpose of this project was to say, well, try to listen the music they have make these people in this time, and then you can imagine the music when you read the book.
In this excerpt, Don Quixote has seen a group of merchants and mistaken them for a group of thugs. He attacks with so much force that his horse, Rocinante, stumbles and pitches Don Quixote to the ground. He rouses himself, cursing the supposed villains and continuing to challenge them. A nearby mule driver is outraged by this madman's behavior, and between him and the merchants, poor Quixote is soundly thrashed. While lying there beaten, he resorts to his usual habit of imagining a passage from some famous legend or story he's read. He remembers the romance of Baldovinos and the moment when Baldovinos has been left wounded in the woods. Meanwhile, one of Don Quixote's neighbors has come to his aid. Quixote, mistaking the man for Baldovinos' uncle in the romance, recites a passage from the famous ballad.
A
la vista de unos mercaderes que parecieronle villanos, Don Quijote arremetió con la lanza baja con tanta furia y enojo que si la buena suerte no hiciera que en la mitad del camino tropezara y cayera Rocinante, lo pasaran mal esos mercaderes. Cayó Rocinante y fue rodando su amo una buena pieza por el campo, y queriéndose levantar, jamás pudo. Y entre tanto que pugnaba por levantarse y no podía, estaba diciendo: «¡Non fuyáis, gente cobarde, gente cautiva! Atended que no por culpa mía, sino de mi caballo, estoy aquí tendido». Un mozo de mulas de los que allí venían, oyendo decir al pobre caído tantas arrogancias, no lo pudo sufrir y comenzó a dar a nuestro Don Quijote tantos palos que le molió como cibera. Cansóse el mozo y los mercaderes siguieron su camino. Viendo Don Quijote que no era posible levantarse, según tenía abrumado todo el cuerpo y no podía menearse, acordó de acogerse a su ordinario remedio, que era pensar en algún vaso de sus libros. Y trújole su locura a la memoria aquel de Valdovinos y del marqués de Mantua, cuando Carloto le dejó herido en la montiña. Quiso la suerte que un labrador de su mismo lugar y vecino suyo, viendo a aquel hombre allí tendido, se llegó a él y le preguntó que quién era y qué mal sentía que tan tristemente se quejaba. Don Quijote creyó sin duda que aquel era el tío de Valdovinos, y así no le respondió otra cosa sino fue proseguir en su romance.
Luis Milan's setting of the Romance of Valdovinos, and before that, music of Antonio de Cabezon and Alonso Mudarra, with Castilian recitations from Cervantes' Don Quixote de la Mancha, all from a CD on the Alia Vox label called Miguel de Cervantes' Don Quixote de la Mancha, Romances y Músicas, performed by Hesperion 21 and the Capella Real de Catalunya, directed by Jordi Savall. We'll be back with more after a brief break. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, an interview with Jordi Savall, gamba virtuoso and director of Hesperion 21 and the Capella Real de Catalunya. We're talking about their recent recording called Miguel de Cervantes' Don Quixote de la Mancha, Romances y Músicas, a project that was inspired by all of the musical references in Cervantes' famous novel Don Quixote de la Mancha, and was released in 2005 to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the first publication of Don Quixote. There's a great diversity of music mentioned or referenced in Don Quixote, and this is reflected in the diversity of musical styles on the recording.
When we do early music, normally the music we do is always the official music, the music from the important institutions, the core music, all the church music. In Don Quixote de la Mancha, 80% of the music they were doing, it's music was conserved by oral tradition, and then sometimes written by composers or arranged by composers using the original melody and making then a polyphonical work, or using this melody and making then variations for the harpsichord, for the harp, for the organ. But the music that we talk on these romances, it's all music made by the most simple people, mm-hmm. by the folk. This makes this music very, very sensitive and very expressive, because it's music who brings the emotion in the first line.
In this excerpt, Don Quixote and his faithful servant Sancho have entered the town of Toboso, where Don Quixote asks to be led to the palace of his sweetheart Dulcinea. Cervantes begins the passage, quote, "It was midnight, or thereabouts," which to the reader in 1605 would instantly reference the opening line of the famous romance of Conde Claros, who, quote, "at midnight or thereabouts, tosses and turns with longing for his own true love, Clara Niña, before galloping off to her palace." For the reader at that time, the tune of Conde Claros might well have played in their minds as they read the passage in Don Quixote.
Medianoche era por filo, poco más o menos, cuando Don Quijote y Sancho dejaron el monte y entraron en el Toboso. Estaba el pueblo en un sosegado silencio, porque todos sus vecinos dormían y reposaban a pierna tendida, como suele decirse. Con esto dijo Don Quijote a Sancho: Sancho, hijo, guía al palacio de Dulcinea. Quizá podrá ser que la hallemos despierta. Señor, dijo Sancho, es hora esta por ventura de hallar la puerta abierta. Y será bien que demos aldabazos para que nos oyan y nos abran, metiendo en alboroto y rumor toda la gente.
Señora, mi mandar. pasados que has media, que de noche yo no duermo ni de día puedo olvidar.
The Romance of Conde Claros, performed by Hesperion 21 and the Capella Real de Catalunya, directed by Jordi Savall, from their CD Miguel de Cervantes' Don Quixote de la Mancha, Romances y Músicas. We'll hear more from Jordi Savall and the Cervantes CD in just a moment. My guest on Harmonia this week is Jordi Savall, and we've been talking about a recent CD project by Hesperion 21 and the Capella Real de Catalunya, commemorating the 400th anniversary of the first publication of Miguel de Cervantes' Don Quixote de la Mancha. All the pieces on the CD come from musical references in Cervantes' novel. The character of Don Quixote is constantly reenacting stories from popular romances, all of which seem to swirl around indiscriminately in his mind. In one case, he hears a peasant singing the story of the French defeat at Roncevaux, which he takes as an evil omen. His servant Sancho reassures him, saying it wouldn't matter, quote, even if the man had been singing the ballad of Calainos, about an unfortunate Moorish knight whose lady has refused to be his unless he brings her the heads of 3 high-ranking French nobles. You can imagine the rest. Both these romances, the Ballad of Guarinos and the Ballad of Calainos, would have been well known to Cervantes' original readers.
It is a very, very big difference between us and the people of this 16th, 17th century. In these early times, only the very rich people have the possibility to listen music played by other musicians or sing by singers. The normal people from the village, from the towns, the only way to listen to music was to do himself the music. It means that everybody has to sing, everybody has to play guitar or viola or something. This was something essential for the people, otherwise there was no possibility to do music. And I think this project was a little way to say, well, look at this. This music, it's not the music invented by official composers, but it's music coming from the very, very profound sources of the human Spanish culture, for the roots of this culture. And then, of course, the composers has listen to this music, and they have used this music to incorporate this music to the polyphony, because when people go to the church and listen to a misa, El Canto del Caballero, and then was a tenor part of the mass with this popular melody, and then the polyphony around, the simple people from the village, they recognize this melody. And they like them to be in the church and listen to this melody that everybody knows. And this was the way, I think, very specific in Spain, this connection always from the most sophisticated music and the cult music and the popular music.
Thank you.
Sí, oigo, respondió Sancho. ¿Pero qué hace a nuestro propósito la caza de Roncesvalles? Así pudiera cantar el romance de Calaínos que todo fuera uno para sucedernos, bien o mal, en nuestro negocio.
La grande infanta sería.
Ballad of Calainos, and before that, the Ballad of Guarinos, from a CD called Miguel de Cervantes, Don Quixote de la Mancha, Romances y Músicas, by Hesperion 21 and La Capella Real de Catalunya, directed by Jordi Savall, who has been my guest this week on Harmonia. Tune in next time for the second half of our interview with music by Boccherini, a meeting of East and West, and a musical collaboration by the entire Savall family. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Harmonia's website includes lots of information about the program and the Harmonia program archive, in case you missed any of the Harmonia programs. That website is harmonia.indiana.edu. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Special thanks this week also to Kathy Gaubatz and the Miami Bach Society and WDNA in Miami, Florida. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.